What's up, everybody? Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. Clint Davis, your host. Thank you for joining us. All the way my Savior leads me. Mitch brings us in.
Gives me grace for every trial. Feeds me with the living bread.
What's up? Thank you so much for being with us this morning. We jump into John chapter 9. We are back after a week of spring break. Glad to be back at it. John chapter 9, beginning in verse 8. Great week away, but good to be back this morning reading God's word together. John 9, verse 8, man born blind. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar were saying, "Is this not the man who used to sit and to beg?" Some said, "It is he." Others said, "No, but he is like him." He kept saying, "I am the man, I am the man." So they said to him, "Then how are your eyes open?" And he answered, "The man called Jesus made mud and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" And he said, "I do not know." Now, I love this story. I think I said that at the beginning of our reading of John chapter 9. Last time we were together, I think this is the best story. This is my favorite story in the Gospel of John. And I love the fact that Jesus heals this guy. And we're told very early on that the guy was born blind so that the glory of God may be seen. Now, as we get to the conclusion of John's Gospel, this becomes more and more of a theme. We pick it up here in chapter 9. We'll see it again in chapter 11 when Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. And Martha is standing at the tomb of Lazarus after Lazarus has been in the tomb for 4 days. And she says to Jesus, "There's nothing you can do. If you roll back the stone, there's going to be a terrible smell, and there's no reason for you to do that." And she finds every reason. She starts pointing out reasons as to why Jesus should not roll the stone back to see Lazarus. And Jesus says to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" And the same is true here. This guy was born blind so that the glory of God may be displayed. Why did Jesus delay in his coming to Lazarus' side when he found out Lazarus was sick? So that after Lazarus died, he could raise him from the dead in a precursor to his own resurrection, but to reveal the glory of God. God does everything for his own purposes and for his own glory. This man was born blind here in John chapter 9. The disciples asked, we talked about this in the first 7 verses, who sinned, this man or his parents? And Jesus said, it's not, right, that a particular sin led to this blindness. Sin is the reason for brokenness. But this man was born blind so the glory of God may be revealed. And it was dramatically revealed in the healing of this man through the bringing of sight into this man's life. Jesus spat on the ground, made mud, put saliva in the mud made with saliva on the man's eyes. Man opens his eyes, he says, "Go to Siloam and wash, and you'll be healed." And the guy goes, Siloam washes, and he comes back, and he can see. Now the neighbors, as you can imagine, who had seen this man as a beggar, were saying, "Is this not the man who used to sit by the gate and beg? Is this not the man who used to be born, who was born blind, and now he can see?" Some people said, "That's no way this is the guy. There's no way." But it looks like him, others would say. But yeah, it can't be. There's no way this guy got his sight back. This is not the same guy who was used to sit begging. He was blind. There's no way. Because they didn't believe that that could even be possible. You and I would struggle in those days to believe it, right? We might ask the questions, "Is that him?" But others of us would say, "There's no way that's him." Because if that's him, then there's no way that's him. Because if that's him, he got his sight back. There's no way he could have gotten his sight back. And he keeps saying, "I am the man." I mean, can't you imagine? "I am the man. I am the man. I am the man. I am the guy. I am the guy. I am the one who was blind and now I see." He kept testifying to the fact that he indeed is the man. You know, I liken this to someone who's had a heart transformation as they've gotten a little older in life. By the grace of God, and they've come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, their life has changed. And the heart transformation means that their life has changed. And people say, are you not the guy I used to know who used to run the roads wild and do all these kind of things and live a very sinful lifestyle?" And he would say, "Yeah, I am him. I am the man." It's his testimony. "Yeah, I'm him." And so there's a dramatic change here. People are trying to figure this out. This is indicative of the change of the heart when the scales of our eyes, our eyes of faith, the scales of our heart come off and we can see the glory of God and we trust in Christ and we become followers of Jesus Christ. There's a heart transformation that takes place. We are new people. This is a brand new man in a sense, right? I mean, his appearance is still the same, but he's a brand new man. He can see now. His life has changed. The scales have come off and now he can see. And I think that there is a beautiful picture here that is a demonstration physically of what happens to those who come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Sin separates us from God, but Jesus steps into our lives. He heals us by his grace. He gives us life and changes us. And others will see that. It becomes evident. And as we are testifying to that reality of the life change in our hearts, we may have to say, I am the man. I am the man. And they say, well, how did you get to this point? And he says, well, the man named Jesus spat on the ground, put some saliva together, put it on my eyes, told me to go to Siloam, wash it. Now I can see. And they're like, where is Jesus? I don't know. But I know he's the one who changed me. I know he's the one who healed me. And he's testified to that glory, to that reality. The glory of God is demonstrated in the sight coming to the man. The glory of God is demonstrated in the life change. The glory of God is demonstrated in the excitement of everyone around him. But the glory of God is seen in the testimony of the man who had been healed. I am the man. Jesus did it. And he points to the glory and majesty of Jesus. That's the call in all of our lives, to point to Jesus as he is the one who heals us. You guys have a great day. Point to Jesus today, and I'll catch up with you next time.
You care.